Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Church. We exist to honor God through reaching our city and touching the world with the amazing love of Jesus Christ. Now, let's join Pastor Josh Shelton for this life-changing message.
But I wanted to speak a little bit about the history and about, you know, why Life Church is in existence and why we're here today. So I hope you will be encouraged and glean from the knowledge of who we are as Life Church. All right. So Life Church was started 33 years ago. My dad, Pastor Rick Shelton, came back from, you know, being in Bible college and ministering at different churches and areas, and had received a vision and a word from God very strongly about a church and about a people to be ministered to. And so he came back to St. Louis, his hometown, from just traveling around to start a church. In this vision that, you know, we call, it's like a vision of a sea of humanity. And he says, in March of 1979, the Lord gave me a vision in which I saw a sea of humanity, which just means people beyond what you could count. Well, it says right here, you couldn't number the people by counting them. I saw myself standing before this multitude, teaching the gospel with my Bible in my hand. As I was doing this, I saw people in wheelchairs and on stretchers in the aisles, which I knew represented people with desperate needs, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and financial. As I taught, I saw people get out of their chairs and go minister to all those desperate people. The power of God touched them through these willing and obedient people. I want to stop here and say that the gist of this is not only that there was lots of people, it's not that people were being healed, but that it was people around them, that it was the people sitting next to them that got up and walked over and laid hands on them, that had faith in who God was and what he is through them to be able to minister to the people around them. And they got up and walked over to those people and laid hands on them. The power of God touched them through these willing and obedient people, and those who were in these desperate situations got up and came out healed and restored. People were being miraculously healed by the power of God through the touch of the body of believers. What I was doing was leading them and teaching the body. God spoke to me and said, if you will be faithful and obedient, all you see will come to pass. I knew that the Lord was telling me he would raise up a mighty army, a mighty body of believers who would touch the city, the nation, and the world. At the end of the vision, the Lord told me to move to St. Louis, where he would raise up what I had seen. And in June 1980, with 19 people, Life Church was born. So that was pretty much my family and a few other people at the first service in 1980. And I was, you know, just a little baby at that time, about 1 year old. And Life Church was started. And it was from just a vision and a burden that God gave to one man. But the burden, or the vision wasn't for the one man to be doing all these great things. The vision was for the people, for the passion of teaching and guiding and leading people. And I believe if you look around Life Church here in Central West End and in Fenton and in Waterloo as we start the Waterloo campus and so on, as we go even further than that, that you will see that this church is not about just bringing people in, or it's not about you know, numbers or anything but trying to help people come into a relationship with God, that they would receive such passion, such faith and strength, that we would move forward as a sea of humanity, as a mighty people, to minister all over the place. That is what Life Church is about. In Acts 1:8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Now, you remember whenever we watched Pastor Rick in the Fenton, we got to watch him on video, and the message that he spoke, and then after was we were able to pray for people that hadn't received, you know, the Holy Spirit, and that is a passion. That is something that God has called our church to, is that people, not only as they receive Jesus Christ, but they know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are there, and that the Holy Spirit was sent as a helper to us, for our strength, for because we can't do it alone. Of course, Jesus came to be that propitiation, but as he went back with the Father, he said, "I'm going to send you a helper, that as you walk forward, as you go into what I've called you to, that you will have power, not of your own, because you can't make it on your own, but it's through me, through that Holy Spirit." And that is such a driving force in this church. For the contending of the Holy Spirit, and for the move of the Holy Spirit, for God's presence to rest upon this place. We don't want to have church and have worship, although worship is wonderful and we love having great music and have a great word, you know, because I'm sure the word is always great, especially when I speak. But, oh, come on, you guys got to laugh a little bit. Come on. But no matter what happens, if we come up here and the band stands here and doesn't play, or if I stand up here or somebody else stands up here and doesn't talk, it doesn't matter. If God were to come up and just powerfully touch this place where everybody just had to stand here and just pray or be quiet because it was such a holy place, then that's it. It doesn't matter. Of course, we come to church to be taught, to grow, to learn. But as I said, we want to be led by the Holy Spirit and what he has for this church and for our lives. That is what it's all about. So if he told me right now just to stop and pray, and then just to have people come down to the altar, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. Because I don't even care what I've written down here if he wants me to do something else. In 1980, this is also another, a second vision. In 1980, about 6 months after the church began, this is my dad, Pastor Rick Shelton, I received another vision while driving my car. I saw a big ball of bright fire, so bright it was like the sun. This ball of fire began to spin and gain momentum as it got bigger and bigger. The fast-spinning ball of fire began to hurl off smaller balls of fire all over St. Louis and its outlying areas, even throughout the two-state area of Missouri and Illinois. The Lord spoke to me again that day and said, "What you see here is Life Church being raised up." We had about 30 people at the time. It is going to be like this ball of fire and light that grows and spins faster. As it does, it's going to hurl off these little shoots, these little balls of fire, and life is going to sprout locations here, there, and everywhere. It's going to begin to increase in its magnitude and scope and impact, but all of it will be one big fire, one great expression of God's love through his people. all of it will be one big fire. I want to take those last two sentences and just say a few things about that. One big ball of fire, that's something we feel very strongly about, that this, although there have been many peoples and churches come out of Life Church to minister in different ways, that what we are doing here is like that vision that was received so many years ago, that God is spreading us to different areas so that we can minister more effectively to people, so that people's lives can be changed, so they can know God even more. That's why we're here. But we can do it more effectively, and just as God has planned, as we see that ball of fire and it's spinning, and then all of a sudden, you know, this little ball of fire spins off and it shoots down into the Central West End, and that's why we're here. And we see that as it spins and spins and spins, and all of a sudden, not only the Central West End, but the little ball of fire goes over to the Waterloo area, and all of a sudden that fire is there. And then it spins and spins and spins, and it shoots off somewhere else. And of course, all by the leading of our God. Because if it's not, this isn't, again, something that we are just trying to do to spread out and be something that we're not, because we aren't. The only thing that we are is a vessel to be used by God. And that's what we want to be. And so we're waiting on Him, we're seeking Him, and waiting for Him to tell us what to do next. And what's next is Waterloo. It's exciting. I just can't wait to see, to hear what happens in that area. So many different things already in Central West End. People being able to come here, and I think of the block party that we were able to minister to people just out on the streets, and hearing people come in and or out there to get a hot dog, to see what was going on, and saying, man, I've never seen a church do this before. And, you know, we didn't think it was something like special that we, you know, we're doing this great thing. We just wanted to get out there and give out hot dogs and be able to bless the children with backpacks. And God told us to do it. But for somebody to say, you know, I've never seen a church like this before, and I mean, I wouldn't have ever really walked into a church. But, you know, you guys were out here, and, you know, you're giving out hot dogs, and you know, and there was, like, face painting and stuff, and the kids had fun. And to be able to touch a life of somebody that wouldn't have stepped into the doors of a church as we would see it here, being ministered to, you know, and that there being some kids now that walk down from a few blocks away because they heard all the commotion, what was going on, and I think somebody came and you know, told them, hey, they got some hot dogs, and they're passing out backpacks and for school and all this stuff, and then they came down, and now they walk down on Sunday morning to church most Sundays by themselves, just these younger teenagers, you know, 12, 13 years old. I'm just so in awe. Like, that God would just allow us, not me, but us, to be used to minister to the people in this area. It's awesome. Mark 16, 15 through 18. Okay. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This being what we feel that, look, this is these two visions that Pastor Rick had so many years ago, they're not something new, but they're something that was placed on his heart to renew a purpose and a calling for this church. But it's just like I've said in the scripture, the sea of humanity, all those people being healed, that's just like that was talked about in Acts. And this ball of fire, just church spreading to different areas, that's just like what I'm talking about here in Matthew 28:19 and Mark 16. It's been said, but God's given us a calling to pursue that. And that's what those visions are. In Mark 16:15-18, and he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Now I want to stop for just a second and talk about that word condemned. And really, I like to look up the definitions of words, especially ones that I think might trip people up or like, man, that's very harsh. But as you look up the word condemned, the way it's used in the Bible is, you know, the Greek word katakrino. I don't know if that's exactly how you pronounce it. But the definition being to give judgment against, which is probably what you're thinking of, to be judged worthy of. By one's good example, to render another's wickedness the more evident and censurable. Now, I want to look at that and say, it's not like God's up there with a whatever, just saying, you know, you're good enough and you're not good enough, you know, and he's up there as a mean God. But what he's saying is, if we aren't following him, that we're going to be left behind because we're going to be judged unworthy because so many more are going on before us, moving forward. And that right there is our passion. Again, another thing that we're passionate about is to help people of any area, wherever we are, to receive, again, God and the Holy Spirit, but that they would receive that passion, that fire, that vision to move forward in what God has for them so that they wouldn't, you know, even come to church, but just be there and not doing anything when so many people around are moving forward in what God has for them or God being with them and them having faith to move mountains and we want everyone to be measured in a way that we're worthy of what God has for us. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Now, in that part, of course, you know, I hate to see this kind of stuff, but even on TV there's a show now where this church and they're, you know, go find rattlesnakes and whatever, I don't know what kind of snakes, you know, and pick them up because it says in the Bible. But that's not really what it says. It's saying that God is so powerful that nothing on the earth can harm you. That if you get sick, that your faith in God with you, you will get through it. That we don't have to lie in bed and just agony and pain and have no purpose in our life to even try to seek God, but that whatever happens, if I'm bitten by a snake, if I'm sick, it will by no means harm me. It will by no means harm you. Now, I'm not going to go pick up a snake. I'm not going to do it. You're crazy if you think I'm going to do it. It says, and they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So in the scripture, it's saying, go into all the world and preach the gospel, make disciples of this people, and they will lay hands on the sick. Just, we're talking about the vision, that the people in the chairs next to the person that was sick or that whatever was wrong, they got up and just laid hands on them. And that's, again, like I said, nothing new. It's written in the Bible, but it's just giving us that calling and passion to have that happen. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Martin Luther said, if he had faith, if he have faith, the believer cannot be restrained. He betrays himself. He breaks out. He confesses and teaches this gospel to the people at the risk of life itself. I just love the way that was said with such like certainty that if I have faith, now, you know, I wouldn't necessarily even say that I have received so much faith that I've moved in this way yet. But what he is saying that faith, if grasped in its true form and how it should be grasped, I could just go down the street and be like, I'm just gonna like, and I really relate to this because he says, he betrays himself because myself, I would rather not talk to people. I mean, not anybody, but just, I'm not the most talkative person, especially in my family. You should see some of my brothers. Like, you know, a couple of them, I've got three brothers. I'm the second oldest. And two of my brothers, as they say, well, as my grandma would say, could sell ice to an Eskimo or, you know, what are the other ones? If you believe that, I'll sell you some swampland or something like that. But they could. It's just like a gift that God has given them. That I always felt like I didn't get. And so as I see God, and I have to grasp that, it's faith. I betray myself even to get up here. But what to get up here and speak to you, because I always felt that me, myself, that I wouldn't do that. I don't really want to get up in front of people and talk or preach or whatever. But that's what God has called me to do. And that's what his faith in him and who he is has brought me to. Betraying who I thought I was and what I spoke over myself and becoming what he knows that I am and that I can be in him. But Martin Luther even saying even stronger that I could just, if I really even grasp it even more than that, that I would just go out and I would just be walking down the street and I could not help myself, but just be talking to people and just saying, oh, God loves you and you're so awesome and oh, can I pray with you? And laying hands on people and them being healed. And in that vision, that passion of Life Church, that's what we see. A people with faith so much that it betrays themselves, it shocks themselves. Themselves, that didn't sound right. It shocks themselves. It shocks a person that they would get up and turn around and lay hands on the person behind them. And then it would be more shocking that they were healed. All of a sudden, whatever sickness that they had was just gone. I love it. Life Church was born from a vision. It was started, it was founded on a vision given by God. And like I said already, nothing new, but just a confirmation of the Bible and a purpose given to us to move forward in those scriptures that have already been written down for us. That calling was for people, for people's lives to be changed, for them to get to know their Lord and their Savior, for them to receive power through the Holy Spirit, and for them to be raised up with strength. And we see that happening. We see that happening day after day. That vision was you. It was Central West End. It is Waterloo and what happens next after that. I just can't wait for it. I wanted to also just share with you guys, because we don't get a chance to that often, that, you know, there's so many people that have come from Life Church that are ministering all over the world. We have ministries, missionaries that we support and that have come straight out of Life Church. We have Dan and Cindy Salas. They minister in Costa Rica. And really, they've expanded all over South America, in prisons and to kids. And they have like a retreat area. People from churches in the United States can go down and help them stay a week or a month or whatever and help them minister in those areas. Amazing ministry. A family that came right out of Life Church. I love it. And I just know that you guys probably not have heard of that. But I wanted you to be able to be a part of that and know that because of us being here, that and past and present and even future, that those kind of things are going to happen. People in South America being ministered to because of us, because of that vision that God has given to Life Church. It's awesome. Amazing people ministering all over. Jack and Sherry Harris, they're based now in St. Louis. They've lived in St. Louis, they've been in St. Louis forever, but for 20 years, I believe, I'm not sure exactly how many, they lived in India, ministering, doing crusades, and ministering all over the villages in India, and even traveling to Malaysia, and now they travel from the States and go all over to Brazil, and Indonesia, and India, China, all these different places, and ministering all over. And they're here, they're part of our church, and God has sent them out with passion and fire, out of that vision birthed, you know, given to Pastor Rick. Holly and Rolando Herrera, their last name's Herrera, correct? Just want to make sure I had that right. They're also in Costa Rica, ministering, really majority of the time, I believe, to younger students and children all over the area in Costa Rica. Steve and Carol Svoboda, an amazing couple. He, for 25 years, I believe, led like all of, I don't know if it's Asia, India, the whole area, the YWAM, Youth with a Mission, leading that. And was lived, you know, they had kids and they grew up in India there with them. And just recently, the past few years, were called to lead a mission, and they do call it a mission, in San Francisco, in one of the worst parts of San Francisco. And so they're here now ministering. But they are a big part of Life Church and call Life Church their home also. Mike and Becky Kelker. Mike and Becky Kelker are awesome. And they've lived in Tepic, Mexico for, is it 20 years? 15, 20 years, ministering there, doing missions work on behalf of Life Church and coming out from here, from this vision of Life Church. You know, so many others also stepping out, moving forward. You know, we have so many, some younger people that have stepped out to do work in missions for short periods of time. We have churches, you know, we have a guy that started a church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tony Portell, that was from our church. He was part of the pastoral staff probably 10 years ago, and has an amazing church in Indiana. So many things happening. And I just explained that to you. I just wanted you guys to know, you know, we've been here for, you know, not even a year. And, you know, I wanted everybody here to be a part of the history and the future of what Life Church is, and for you to know all the amazing things, the great things that have happened in the past and the great things that are going to happen in the future. And you know what? The reason I say all these things, I think that, you know, for one reason or the other, that so many times we sit here, and even myself, whenever I sit and somebody's speaking and, you know, giving a call to like, reach out even more, or to, you know, maybe you're supposed to be a missionary or whatever, and, you know, I think, yeah, that's probably for somebody else. And I guess my prayer, my passion today is that our church would be ignited. The fire that we've seen in this vision here, that it would be a ball of fire that burns so bright, you know, not just one of those dull little, like, fires that's barely going, but this fire that is so hot and bright. First of all, that people can't help but notice that God has done something. And second of all, you can't get close without being touched by it. You know, that heat gets you, and you're like, oh, man, something's going on there. Mark 16, 20. I'll finish with this. It says, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. We know that things are going to happen. People are going to be healed. They have been healed. We've seen it. But what is that for? You know, I think this happens at the end of that scripture of the Great Commission and people's, you know, picking up snakes and healing people being healed. And what he says is, those signs, those things will happen, not just for show, but for confirmation of the Word of God. That our lives here, my life, your life, our lives should just be changed. And people would see things happening. Things so dramatic and so drastic that they would be considered a sign. Like, that just can't happen. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable. But not just because, but for confirmation of the Word of God. That those lives around us can be changed. Those people around us that maybe didn't believe would believe. And that's what it's about. That's what Life Church is. For our people. For this people. To be so on fire, for lives change, a passion, and things to happen in our lives that would be a confirmation of who God is. I want to be a confirmation of who God is. Why don't you stand with me?
Thank you for being part of the teaching ministry of Life Church. Our hope is that you take this message and apply it to your life in a practical way. If you would like more information about this ministry and you are in the St. Louis area, call us at 314-843-5575. If you are outside the St. Louis area, call us toll-free at 1-800-610-LIFE. If you would like to write us, our address is 1416 Larkin Williams Road, Fenton, Missouri, 63026. Or visit us at our website at lifechurch-stl.com.